This is the story of Snow White, just as I had dreamed it. My dream people are Snow White, her stepmother the queen, a love-struck nobleman, his horse, the royal executioner, several dwarfs, and myself, the pianist, dressed in formal attire. First scene, duet of the queen and her stepdaughter inside the palace. Under close supervision, Snow White dusts the many objects in the great hall, including me, the pianist. Meanwhile, across the border, the love-struck nobleman is sweetly stirred as he thinks on Snow White. To go or not to go? His decision sounds like this. He arrives at his destination. He hides. He searches for Snow White and gives her a big flower. But the queen spies all through a tiny mirror. The noble becomes aware of this and retires. Second scene. Snow White innocently plays with the birds of the forest. She does not suspect that the royal executioner, his face is covered with feathers, is approaching with a long knife. lifts up the knife.
Oh, please, don't hurt me. The two dance in close embrace. They separate.
Snow White, slouching, moves away. She has a feather in her hand. And now she sleeps. The forest is almost dark. Now it's dark. The executioner stabs himself. He dies. Silence. Third scene. It's dawn in the forest. The dwarfs appear. They are happy. They walk in doltish fashion as they jostle and bump each other. Said one dwarf to the others.
Hey, look what my eyes do see. She's beautiful. She is so very sweet.
Now the pianist appears, surrounded by little birds. The dwarfs and the birds drag the sleeping Snow White. Except the pianist. I, the pianist, remain outside because when I attempted to enter, the cottage suddenly moved away. I stare at the cottage and my eyes fall from my head. I lurch forward, but ooh! I awaken. As I awake, I also awaken my wife. The following dialogue ensues.
What's wrong, dear?
Snow White's in danger.
That's not so.
End of dialogue. Furious, I get up and then lie down. In order to fall asleep again, I turn on my two televisions. Both images are projected stereophonically. On the left screen, we see the queen jumping around as if in joyous celebration. While on the right screen, Snow White dances around the dwarfs. Screen, A dwarf runs toward the queen. The queen squats.
What can you tell me, dwarf?
Screen. Snow White and the Queen struggle. It's over. The witch crumbles into dust. On the left screen, the young nobleman gallops to the right. He kneels before Snow White. He entreats her. She repeats her reply. No. No. Toward the left, the sad farewell of the nobleman on horseback is heard once again. The music's finished, but I have some souvenir photos which I took. For example, this one. And this one, and this one of Snow White's wedding to the Queen's Stooley Dwarf. I also have a letter of Snow White. Let's see what it says.
Living in the forest next to a stream. In the midst of little animals and dwarves. It's simply marvelous.